As the year winds delicately to a close, as the winter snow falls silently over the nation's capital, the Average Network takes you far afield to a land where the sun shines brightly and harmony reigns supine. We join Ambassador L. Paul Bremer and General Ricardo Sanchez as they talk by video phone to President Bush, Vice President Count Richard Cheney, and his evil assistant Rumsfeld in the Batcave. This is episode 35 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World.
It's been so much quieter since we captured Saddam.
What? I can't hear you, Jerry.
I said it's much quieter since Saddam was captured.
Jerry, you gotta talk louder.
General, the door, please. Is that better?
Considerably. You were saying?
It's so much quieter now that Saddam is captured.
Much nicer than during my visit.
Well, they aren't targeting us directly anymore, Don. It's clever. We painted the ruins of the building to look like a Colonel Sanders.
A lot of people stop by looking for chicken.
But they don't shoot at us as much.
How is Saddam?
He's downstairs eating chicken.
Then he's back to the chamber for more medically approved torture. Last night we forced him to play Old Maid for 19 straight hours.
Tonight, it's 5 continuous hours of classic NSYNC.
That's against the Geneva Convention.
No, me and Carl looked it up. It's only illegal if you got the commentary by Justin Timberlake. Or if you've got any members live.
A frightening thought. What is he telling us?
Well, he gave my nephew Sean Penn's private email address.
He told me my hair is thinning in front.
Heck, Jerry, we could have told you that. What about STDs?
WMDs, George. Well?
Do you want to tell him?
I'm not going to tell him. Are you nuts?
Tell me what, gentlemen?
I don't think you'd care to notice, Count Cheney.
Gentlemen, Dr. Henry and I have agents, even near you in bad gag. Perhaps you'd best just be out with it.
All right. The only WMD program we've found evidence of so far. They tried to train flying squads of chimps to hurl fecal matter on command.
That is pretty fiendish. Not quite what we were looking for. What happened to the program?
They kept tossing crap at everybody, so they sent them back to the zoo after shooting the ringleaders.
There must be more than that.
Well, don't get mad, Mr. Vice President.
Why won't Vice President George?
Sorry, well, I forget sometimes.
Understandable. General?
Well, sirs, back when we liked the guy...
Yes?
Well, Don and Elliot Abrams sent him 600 cases of mustache wax.
I remember that. I thought we sent him wax mustaches.
Well, it was mustache wax.
That Elliot.
Anyway, they had a plan to smear it all over the roads into Baghdad. Our vehicles would have slid all the way to Kurdish country.
That's not as fiendish as the monkeys, is it?
No, it's rather silly.
Heck, that sounds like a Super Mario game.
Don't forget the TV commercials.
TV commercials?
Honest Saddam's fine foods. He wanted to lure all our kids into these dumps and fill them with laxatives.
That still isn't quite it. I warned Henry about this. Gentlemen, our situation is becoming more tenuous. We must find WMDs or face a particularly nasty congressional investigation.
Master, you don't mean...
Stop that, Donald. We've done that joke recently.
Sorry.
Gentlemen, Dr. Henry and I have a plan. Rumsfeld, turn on the lights and open the curtain. Then let you-know-who out.
Yes, Master.
Can you see them, gentlemen?
Man, Dick, you ain't really gonna try that, is you?
200,000 quarts of peanut butter?
It could help counteract those laxatives.
Gentlemen, it is not peanut butter.
It says peanut butter on the jars.
We are going to steam the labels off. Those are Iraqi weapons of mass destruction.
Come on, Dick. Even Dave Key won't fall for that. You know how easily he cries.
Come along, Todd.
Whoa, dude. Mint flat screen, man.
What on earth is that?
That there's your backup weapons inspector, Todd something.
Frumpkiss. Hello, Todd.
Dude. You gotta, like, do some Visine or something. You got, like, serious red-eye, man.
He can't help it. He's a vampire.
Dude, whoa.
No, shut up, Todd. Gentlemen, Todd here is going to help Dr. Key find those WMDs. Donald, fetch the doctor.
You mean like those blue peanut butter?
They ain't blue, Todd. They's brown.
For sure, dude.
No one is going to believe that peanut butter is a WMD.
He has a point, Dick.
It depends on how it's presented. If you present it as peanut butter, of course no one will believe you.
Sanchez, if you present it as weapons, people will have to challenge you and you can brush them off. And of course, you'll have Todd to back you up.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be a help.
Yeah, Doctor, this can't work.
Of course it can. We spin, Jerry. You studied with me long enough. You should understand the value of spin.
With the proper spin, we can even keep George afloat.
With your friends, we need to keep spinning. Todd, tell Jerry what you'll say about the contents of the jars.
The toxic agent can be absorbed through any organic and most non-organic coverings, including most shoes.
That's amazing. Yes, it is a neat trick.
The agent itself is classified level 6 and may not be discussed with uncleared personnel upon pain of death.
And Todd, what do you say to further questions?
That's classified under subsection 381 of the new National Security Act of 2002.
Very nice, Todd.
How'd you get him to do that? Same as me, they put it on a cereal box.
I've learned a lot of cool stuff from cereal.
I'm sure you have, Todd. Donald, put him away.
Back to your cabinet, Todd.
Whoa, later, dudes.
Does he have any idea what he's talking about?
Why ruin a good trick?
He repeats it, rather like a parrot. As long as he keeps the words in order, it works fine.
What happens if he screws up?
It's rare, don't worry. He comes with his own cereal boxes.
I don't know, Dr. Henry. If there's a major screw-up...
If there's a major screw-up, I'll ask all the journalists. Shoot a few.
Works for me, I suppose.
If only our story gets out, who is anyone to believe?
Sounds dangerous, even to me, and I eat army food.
Well, I hope this puts your minds at rest, gentlemen.
Sure has mine.
Your mind was already at rest.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch!
What's wrong, Jerry?
Nothing. A little shrapnel, I think.
Oh, dear. We've lost them again.
I hope the landline isn't down again.
Well, I was getting tired of listening to Jerry whine anyway.
He does go on, doesn't he? As though he's the only person in the world with problems.
Maybe somebody got them, Masters.
We can always hope.
Saddam had some of that stuff, didn't he? Them RFDs?
WMDs, George. It doesn't matter whether he did or not. It matters only what we spin. And for how long?
Yes, I'm still spinning my secret energy council.
That was a stupid idea, Dick.
We owed those people, Henry. Without them, we couldn't have paid for George. We have to pay those people back. They are where the money is. And money's it, ain't it?
Power is it, George. Money is only a tool.
But money and blood are the best tools.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that was funny, weren't it?
The Average Network has brought you episode 35 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and some Average Networks. All celebrity impersonations were flushed from a rat hole somewhere near the old Average Studios. This is Pablo T-Flies wishing you a very happy new year and threatening to drink himself under your table.